Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. We've got a wonderful guest in studio with us today, and we'll get to her in just a moment. But first, of course, we have our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what fun stuff they have in store for us today. First, from the universe. One of the secrets to not worsening a condition or circumstance is to never, ever talk about it. Of course, exceptions can be made for doctors, counselors, and, on rare occasions, ice cream store hostesses. Double chocolate, please. The universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe. Having a little fun with us today. Actually, a rather apropos quote today for our guest. But I think what the universe is trying to say to us is, you know, we all throughout life, there are times when we stub our toe, maybe, you know, have to have an operation. You know, we have something a little difficult to deal with on the physical level or mental, emotional level, whatever it happens to be, whatever our challenge is at the time. And so the more we kind of focus on it, kind of almost it's like we're putting more energy behind it and it actually aggravates the condition or makes it worse. So let's just say you're feeling some back pain, right? If you focus so much on the back pain and, oh, my back bothers me, and you tell every friend you talk to, my back is bothering me, and your relatives and your mother, what's going to happen? Your back's going to bother you even more. So instead of like putting so much energy and focus on the things that are kind of bothering us or giving us a little bit of a challenge, if we focus on something else, and what I like to say is if we focus on really what the solution is or focus what we're working on or focus on something a little bit different, you almost can forget about the pain. I mean, I've had it happen to me. I haven't had a lot of pain lately, but in the past I've had it where like when I was having a lot of work done on my mouth and I had like some tooth pain, but if I was working on something and I was really concentrating on it and I like forget the fact that I had some tooth pain, it actually went away. And then as soon as I stopped and remembered, oh, yeah, I had my tooth pulled this morning, or I had a root canal done. As soon as I remember that fact, then all of a sudden, boom, the pain comes back. So it's really kind of funny. And I really think like our bodies are excellent, excellent indicators of, you know, how much what we focus on expands. What we focus on, that's where we're putting our energy, and that's where, you know, things will increase. So what the universe is telling us, well, you know, yeah, there are certain kinds of people who are helpers, healers, who need to talk about, you know, kind of what the condition is so that we can help to undo it. And my guest today is one of those people. But in general, on sort of like just a day-to-day basis, as opposed to focusing on what's wrong, on focusing on what's a challenge, on focusing to like what's bothering us, focus on what's right in the moment. Focus on, you know, what we can be doing to relieve it. Like, you know, instead of talking about your pain, maybe you're talking with your friends about, oh, you know, I was looking for a solution for my pain. I found this great CBD oil or tincture, or, you know, oh, I'm going to this wonderful energy healer. I can't wait to get there. You know, focus on the things that you're either doing or going to be doing to relieve that particular issue. And then that way, you're actually putting your energy and your focus on the solution and not on the condition or not on the challenge or not on what's bothering you right then and there. And somehow, I don't know, it's kind of like magic, right, Elaine? It kind of helps to undo things, especially ice cream. Ice cream works for everything. No, just easy. Okay. All right. A wonderful quote from the universe. Let's see what Abraham has in store. But first, ooh, let me give a quick shout out to the people on the Facebook Live. Oh, Wenchi, Little Al. Oh, so nice of you to join us today. William, loyal fan. Patrice, back again. Oh, Patrice, wonderful to see you on the Facebook Live. Remember, if you have any questions during the show, you can always just type it into the comment section of the Facebook Live below the video. We'll get to them. All right. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us. There is no shortage, and any attention to shortage of something will always produce negative emotion within you, because your guidance is letting you know that you have strayed from your broader basic understanding of abundance and well-being. Whether you're focused upon the shortage of money or seeing yourself as having only so many years to live, and so each day that is expended is one day closer to the end of your years, that feeling of decline is contrary to your broader understanding of the eternal nature of your being. Abraham. Really interesting quote from Abraham. And what Abraham is basically saying here is that the reason why, when we talk about not having enough of anything, why that bothers us is that sort of your guidance system, your internal guidance system, letting you know that you're actually out of alignment with the truth, with the reality of nature, because there is no shortage of anything. That there is actually an abundance of everything. Sometimes I say an abundance of everything except for the human imagination. And I use this example a lot, and I will continue to use it because it's such a pointed example. You know, let's just, you know, when you think of shortage, right? You think of shortage of like natural resources, right? There is no shortage of natural resources. There's only a shortage of imagination, because if you look at natural resources, like, let's just take an example of like, let's just say like basic raw materials like gold and silver and copper and iron and metal and those things that we find in the ground. We think like, you know, there's only a finite amount of this on the earth. Well, yeah, on the earth maybe, but not in the universe. And they've done studies that if we were to be able to send, and there are people working on this, a robotic mission or a manned mission to one, just one asteroid out there that's maybe anywhere from 2 to 5 kilometers in diameter, that we would be able to mine out of that asteroid more nickel, metal, aluminum, gold, silver than has ever been mined in the entire history of the world. All right, so there is an abundance abundance of resources out there. It may not be where we're looking. It may not be where we're used to thinking. But again, that's a lack of imagination. But if we look at, and again, and this comes to well-being, right? I know so many people, I'm sure, we'll be talking about it with our guest today, Elaine. A lot of people who have had amazing physical challenges, health challenges, that when they've actually gone out and researched like how to be healthier and really focus on the abundance of ways there are to be healthy, that then they come across such a rich, vast way of dealing with any particular health challenge. There is no shortage of health. There is a shortage of maybe openness to how we achieve health in different ways, but there is no shortage of ways to get healthy. There is not only one way to treat any individual condition. You know, some people, when they hear the big C word, you know, cancer, they get really scared and it's like, oh my God, I got to do chemo, I got to do surgery, I got to do all this stuff. Hey, I've met people who've done none of that stuff who had cancer and who healed themselves through very natural methods, you know, using different things. That there are many different ways. Now, when it comes to natural methods, what works for one person may not work for another person, but that just means that other person has to find the ways that work for them. And sometimes it's a combination. Sometimes you do need chemo and you need some natural stuff to support you along the way. I am a believer in you keep all options open. You do not limit yourself. When we limit ourselves, then we're closing ourselves off to the abundance of possibilities, and that's when we run into trouble. Whereas if we understand that this universe is infinite and there is an infinite amount of abundance around anything, that then we can find a solution to whatever problem, issue, condition, situation we're dealing with. You know, this is one of the things that Tony Robbins does really well when he works with somebody and the person says, oh, you know, I've tried to deal with this. There's no solution to this problem. And he goes, really? There's no solution? They go, no, there's no solution. He goes, well, how many solutions have you tried? He goes, oh, well, I've tried all the solutions. Well, how many are there? Well, I tried this and this. So there's only two solutions. Oh, yeah, and there's a third one, this. And so it's only three solutions. Yeah, that's the only three solutions. And then Tony will come up with like a dozen more solutions that the person never even tried. Because there are always more possibilities than we give credit for to the world around us and to life. The only solution, the only shortage there ever is in our own imagination and openness. And that if we can be open to something new and different, like what we're going to talk about today, like that maybe is the one thing, the very thing that you're looking for to help you with whatever you're dealing with at that time. All right. Well, actually, two wonderful, beautiful quotes of the day from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham that I think are rather apropos for our guests. So let me introduce to you founder, CEO, and pain relief expert, Elaine Petrone. Elaine has developed her method of stress and pain reduction from her own experiences with chronic pain, and we'll get into that. She is the author of the best-selling books, The Miracle Ball Method. Oops, I got it right here. Miracle Ball Method, that's what it looks like. It's actually a nice, cute little small book. I like that. The Miracle Ball Method for Pregnancy and the Miracle Ball and the Portable Miracle Ball Method. Her first book, Miracle Ball Method, has been translated into several languages and has sold nearly 2 million copies globally. Wow. Ms. Petrone has consulted Fortune 500 companies in stress and pain management, as well as appeared on nationally syndicated television shows like Fox News, Lifetime, NBC, and ABC News. She's also written for and been featured in a variety of magazines, including American Spa, Elle, Fitness, Glamour, Harper's Bazaar, Redbook, Self, Town and Country, Vogue, and Woman's Day. Geez, is there anything you haven't been in?
Very busy.
She has taught this method for over 30 years. Her method is part of a research program at Mount Vernon Hospital in New York for low back pain and upper body pain. She has given in-services to doctors and physical therapists at Mount Vernon Hospital and at the Sarna Health and Fitness Institute in Stamford, Connecticut. Hospital Tully Health Center, and it is my pleasure to welcome her to the Conscious Consultant Hour. Welcome, Elaine.
Hello, Sam. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Ah, beautiful. I love you. You listen to my instructions about talking directly in the mic. It's perfect. Okay, so it's actually time for us to take our first break. So now that we've gotten the introduction out of the way, when we come back from break, I want to ask about sort of your own journey around pain and sort of what got you to develop these very interesting, cute little balls that we have here in the box. We'll maybe take them out later. And we'll let our audience know about that.
Great. Okay? I'm excited.
Awesome. Awesome. Ooh, look, and we got even more people up on the Facebook Live now. Jonathan, Elisa, Jane, Jason, thank you all for joining us. Please, please stay with us. This is the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking today with Elaine Petrone, author of The Miracle Ball Method. And we'll talk all about what is a miracle ball and why is it a method. But first, as with most people, necessity is the mother of invention, right?
Yeah.
So you have a little bit of your own experience with pain, which is kind of what started you on this journey. So how did you get like interested in sort of health and wellness? And then what's sort of your journey around healing from pain?
A lot of what you've said earlier in the show is pretty apropos to how I started. I was pretty stuck. And I had really no interest in health and wellness. And years later, when I was writing the first book, I remember the publisher said to me, "Oh, do you have any pictures of yourself when you were walking around with a limp?" And I thought, no, of course not. Why would I have pictures when that's not what I was planning on doing? I was hoping that my plan was to be a dancer. I moved to New York City, and that was my plan.
Okay.
And then I slowly and gradually started to weaken on my right side until the right leg was just starting to become a limp and atrophying a bit. So it's fun hiding a limp when you're 19 and, you know, you kind of use an umbrella when you go out on dates and just kind of go, what the heck is happening? So it was a pretty interesting journey. Don't recommend it, but.
Right. Yeah I always... You know, I look at dancers these days and they just are amazing, but I just feel like that's one thing that is so hard on the body because it's such a demanding performance, right?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I mean, I think bodies are really meant to, just like humans can adapt to amazing pressures and challenges and all kinds of things in life. I think the problem is when we get stuck and we don't recover from what we do to ourselves.
Right.
And that's part of, you know, when people become great athletes, sometimes all you can see ahead of you is just how to get better and better and better. And sometimes you need to really compromise in your life a bit and learn from your body. That's what I discovered, is that my body was trying to unwork and undo a lot of the stuff that was causing my chronic pain. But I was just listening to everything everybody told me to do in a very superficial way and thought, oh, okay, once I take this pill, once I do this exercise, my pain's going to be gone. And it just kept getting worse.
Wow.
It's like you said, the body is really more art than science.
Yes. And very individualistic.
Especially pain, because there's such an emotional component to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. My brother actually is a psychologist down in Virginia Beach, and his specialty is pain. He used to run a pain clinic. Now he's just in private practice. But I mean, he has learned many, many different techniques over the years, from biofeedback, hypnosis. Now he's really into somatic experiencing. So he he'll do some things with some people and other things with other people, because some people won't respond to hypnosis and other people the biofeedback will work and others it won't. So, you know, just because one thing works for some people doesn't work for others. So what was the diagnosis? Why did they say you were having this pain to begin with?
Well, that was the interesting thing, is they couldn't figure a lot of it out. I learned over the years, that's not that uncommon. I mean, there are people that will have operations for pain and afterwards still have the pain.
Right,
so we can get diagnosed for all kinds of things, but it's a very difficult thing to put a finger on. I did have a fall. Whereas some people might have recovered from an injury, I didn't. Mine became chronic.
Wow.
But at the same time, my sister had terminal cancer and was dying at the time. Did that have an impact on it? Did the fact that I was a bit of a control freak and my own type A personality also have an impact on whether or not I was willing or able to recover? So I think the problem when it comes to pain, just to become as simple as possible, and what I'm hoping the message when I speak today is, what's so hard with the body is if you have a clump mentality, where you just say, I have pain, and then I want to get rid of the pain. But there are dynamics, just like with anxiety and just like with a lot of feelings of stress and overwhelm, where you have to break it down. We have our thoughts.
Right.
We have also our behaviors, and we have our physiology. So all of these things go into whether or not your pain level, like you said earlier, is going to go up, or whether you're going to talk to yourself and it's going to go down.
Right.
So there's the thinking, then there's the physiology. And then there's, what do you do about it? When you're in pain, do you go to bed? I mean, that's what I wanted to do, because I just couldn't handle going out, because I thought, no, I've got to just stay where I am. So you've got to break it down and talk to each one of those components.
Gotcha. And then, so that happened when you were relatively young.
Yeah.
How long of a journey was it until you discovered this method that helped you with your own pain?
Well, you know, it was funny. I went through about a year where it just was continuously getting worse.
Okay.
And then, again, not being into any kind of spiritual journey at the time, not open to any kind of consciousness raising. Mm-hmm. All I wanted to do was be a dancer. That was it.
Right.
Well, as the universe would have it, when I was finally just depressed and in bed, one of my friends, I was living in a loft space down in Chelsea, was yelling up to the loft and said, hey, what are you doing? And he mentioned, you know, hey, have you tried this person? Have you tried that person? He started to pull me out. And there were people working with balls. There were people doing different kinds of body work at that time.
Right.
And so some things would work. And it wasn't until I found this German teacher and sort of traced back sort of the essence of what I feel where somatic work really started.
Okay.
That I started to notice how to put it all together.
Okay.
And I noticed more permanent change in my body. Before that, it was kind of hit or miss because somebody would say, well, lie on this ball. Or somebody would say, you know, do this exercise. And I would notice changes. Mm. But then eventually I realized I had to flip over into, you know, in my father was an immigrant from Greece, and he used to call it Greek time. Because every time somebody would have a meeting, it would be Greek time, meaning the Greeks were never on time.
Time, right.
He said, that's why Greece never grew, he said, because everybody in Greece is an individual. So I call it body time, where I had to flip into listening to what my body was doing when it actually felt better. And that's where I started learning that you have to learn how. Humans have to learn how to listen to the body. Whenever I say that, people go, oh, I'm aware. We're usually aware intellectually.
We're very disconnected.
We're so disconnected.
Most of us think our body stops at our neck and is really just from the neck up.
And yet we're, for some reason, the ego, it's so insulting to people to think they're not aware. I mean, if you think of musicians, think of your body as an instrument.
Yeah.
If you ever said to a great pianist, well, you know, that's it. You've got it now. They would say, what are you kidding? I'm never going to stop practicing. I'm never going to stop learning.
Right.
And yet with our bodies, I think because they're so scary, especially if you've had any kind of pain or illness, and I get that, that we're almost afraid of feeling them.
Yes.
Because what'll happen if I open Pandora's box? I don't want to feel that. I just want to fix it.
Right. Yeah. It's so funny because it reminds me of a ceremony. And I do some shamanic work I've been doing over the last 4 or 5 years. And I remember, and in our shamanic work, we look at things heart, mind, body, and spirit. And so one particular ceremony, I was like, I really want to focus on my body, this ceremony. And I remember, you know, we go around, do intentions first. And I remember, like, afterwards, people came up to me and go, wow, you're really brave. Focus on the body. And I was like, really? And it was a beautiful ceremony. I had a wonderful time. It was a great exploration because I didn't have a lot of that, like, physical trauma locked in my body. So for me, it wasn't scary at all. But it was interesting because all those people came up and said something to me. So it gave me a little like, oh, should I be worried about doing, you know, working on my body this time? So it's interesting how, again, everybody's body is individual and different. And yeah, like sometimes we put onto it things that may or may not actually be true. So once you sort of started this journey and started, you know, listening to your body and relieving pain, what did you learn about pain and what did you learn about your own sort of pain and dealing with it?
Well, I again, taking it out of the sense of the pain being a clump, I have pain. And it was funny, again, learning from a lot of different people. I remember when I was dancing, dance teachers saying things like, you know, feel the weight. Like movement is simply shifting weight in space with gravity. They would always say, feel the weight, feel the weight. And I'd be like, I don't feel anything. That was a big key to me and still is to this day. How much, like you said, people don't feel from their neck down.
Right.
How desensitized we are based on this world that we live in so many times and our experiences, we don't feel. So what the method really is designed to do is simply increase feeling of the body, just like learning any instrument.
Okay.
If you're a musician, you learn by sound. If you're a cook, you learn by taste, right? So if you're a painter, your vision has to be amazing, right? You're probably seeing things that I don't see. Right. And like you said, somatic, through the body, we work through feel.
Right.
And that's what the method is designed to do. Once you feel it, then your body can begin to fix it. And that's what you have to allow to happen rather than wanting that. Like you said, when you were allowing your body to move, that was something that to most people is just, what? Right. You know, that's too weird. You know, we have to like control this. No, your body's not going to do stupid things.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know like in our wellness center here, my wife is a psychotherapist and she sees a lot of clients and she says lots of times they like disassociate. They're totally out of their body mm-hmm. and she has to work with them to really get them in their body and feeling their body. And she'll be like, do you feel your feet on the ground? Mm-hmm. No. Well, okay, let's push a wall or something. You know, let's do something very physical mm-hmm. to get them back in their body because it, for some people who've experienced trauma, like being here yep. present yep. is a very scary place to yep. be, isn't it?
Yep, exactly. And that was the thing. I was diagnosed during this journey with PTSD, and that was part of realizing that the desensitization was a way of dealing with my pain. So I not only had the physical, but I had the emotional. And, for me, the emotional was very difficult. So like you're saying with your wife with psychotherapy, to be able to feel the body was a way for me to feel the emotion.
Yes.
So it's a beautiful kind of, but I have to admit it is scary. And it was scary for me as well. But there's, just we go at it easy, easygoing. And the body will help you. It will not hurt you. It'll help you as you go in this direction.
Right. And there's a treasure trove of information there. Absolutely. Okay.
True.
Which is great. So we're going to take our next break. Mm-hmm. So when we come back, I actually want to touch upon sort of what came up for you emotionally as you mm-hmm. were healing physically. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get into, where did the ball come from in the miracle ball method? Okay. So everybody, please stay tuned. Oops. I see William actually gave us a comment. Exactly. We are all different and need a different focus on what to do. Yes, so William reinforcing that idea that we're all individuals. Okay, so everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we do this every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern to 1 p.m. right here on talkradio.nyc and on Facebook Live, and we'll be right back with Elaine Patron right after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My lovely, lovely guest in studio today, as you can see if you're watching the Facebook Live, is Elaine Patron. Thank you.
Thank you.
So much for coming in.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You know, I always like try and get people when I can to come in studio because I always find it just makes for a nicer energy.
Absolutely.
For the interview. I mean, phone interviews are okay, but when you get somebody like right there in your field, you really feel it much more. So you mentioned like how at the time when this pain developed for you, there were some difficulties. Your sister had cancer and passed from that. So you had a lot you were dealing with emotionally. As you started working on your pain and releasing the pain, did that emotion come up for you? What kind of happened on the emotional side as you were doing the pain work?
I'm sorry to laugh. I guess it's really not funny, but it was somewhat funny. I think for the first year I cried and for the second year I laughed, which some of my teachers probably looked at me like, okay, she's losing her mind. But I was somebody that just didn't let, look, when people in your family are suffering, you sometimes don't feel that you can. you know, that you should, you don't have anything to complain about. And
so
I just didn't. And I just marched along my little merry way until I had this injury, which is sometimes why I really believe that injuries, and I've worked with many, many people over the years, are blessings in disguise because they can lead you to these amazing discoveries, as you said earlier, about being open-minded and letting your imagination, which could be amazing, but you separate your imagination from your physical body.
Yes.
And yet it's like people say, relax or let go. And those are intellectual thoughts. You have to connect that to the physical body.
Yeah.
And that's what started to happen with me, as I started to realize that as I started to lay on the balls and started to listen to some different information, like one of the things that really was the key point was this school of thought from Germany going back to the early 1900s. And I thought, okay, so I followed all these different teachers back to this one 90-year-old woman who was living on the Upper West Side and had like two people in the class besides me who were both the same age as her. And there I was, and I just kind of went down all these rabbit trails because I really couldn't figure out how to keep from going back into the pain. And then she started to do these different things of kind of just noticing your body, kind of like when you talk about biofeedback, like being able to, and I realized I had very little, I didn't notice anything. And I started to discover that I was holding my breath a lot. I didn't know that, that my musculature was so tight. I was so rigid. And as I released that, right, through some different tools of just, as you notice, your body can understand then how to stop holding. That's when I had to go into therapy. That's when all of a sudden I started to realize that the dam broke. And I realized, oh, maybe there is some underlying, and it's not the same for everybody.
Right.
It was my circuit. Right. Some people, a cigar is just a cigar.
Right.
They have back pain. They'll come take a class and it's gone. And 6 years later, they're still feeling great.
Okay. So how did you come to this idea of this method that uses these little balls here? You know, how did the miracle ball method get developed?
Putting a bunch of things together, especially the feeling of letting the weight of your body give in. So by having the balls, I started with one ball under my knee and just kind of laid there. And all of a sudden I noticed my pain subsided for just a moment, And I thought, whoa, wait a minute. If your pain could subside for a moment, then what did you do in that moment?
Right.
And I realized what the ball did is it provided support, not rubbing, massaging, because again, that's all us trying to fix something.
Right,
I had
right.
given up totally. I had stopped trying.
Right.
And I guess the universe jumped in and said, whoa, okay, you know, do nothing. And my knee started to get heavier. And I realized, oh, it's an actual weight there. And through the weight of my own limb, I started to feel. So it became that feedback that you're talking about.
I see.
And then putting it together with this teacher with breath. And again, most people don't realize that disconnect again of how much we hold our breath. So we try to deep breathe, and that's like putting more water in a glass. That's already full. So again, these sort of understandings of freeing the instrument so it can lead you.
Right. I see. So basically, if I'm understanding you, this method is about sort of using these balls, using gravity.
Yep.
And then breath work all together.
Yep.
To just allow it to naturally sort of release as opposed to forcing something.
Yeah, and what happens is it releases, but more importantly, I always say the only problem with release, as far as most way people think of that, it's like think of holding onto a kite, and then you let it go, you release it. And that's why humans, we can't get rid of this body. We don't want to have no tension.
Right.
Having no tension is impossible, and it's also dangerous.
Yeah.
Tension is what helps us to function.
Yeah.
What we want is we want to actually, when we feel the weight, we want to be able to feel the body. And then the cool thing is the system within our own bodies, neurologically, self-aligns us. So you are your own alignment person. So I talk people through, you loosen up the knot, but what do you do with your sneakers after you take the knot out? You want to retie it up, but you want to do it differently. So
I
it's
see,
like, don't just do it differently. And then your body will, so then you start becoming that imaginary, that you're your own choreographer. You start moving with that choreography. You're free now. So you don't just release, you want to take that beautiful release and redraw the picture, recreate it, because that's what you're meant to do. You're meant to move. You're not meant to be afraid to move. That's the past.
Okay, so let's just talk about something specific. Like, let's just say lower back pain, right? Because that's really common these days, isn't it? Because we sit a lot. So how does this little squishy ball help us with lower back pain?
Well, I mean, for a lot of people, I would say use two. One, sometimes people are so sensitive. So you have the option of one or two. And I explain a lot of that. The point is that the ball is under the pelvis. And what people don't realize is we put the ball under the pelvis as opposed to the area that usually hurts is actually a little higher. It's more of the lumbar. And so when you support the pelvis, which is foundationally the support for your entire body, and then we bring the legs up, that leg joint starts to passively lengthen the lumbar spine. And so gravity starts to, again, kick in a lot of feeling. And that feeling goes into your brain, and you can either resist it or you could accommodate it. And so you're in this kind of thing with your body, which is very cool, because you can tell when you restrict, and then you can sort of feel, hey, look, your body can only talk to you through pleasure and pain. So, you know, when you start feeling good, people go, well, how do I know if I'm doing it right? If it feels good,
you're doing it right,
you know.
Okay, so that's like for lower back pain, which is actually confirmation, because I remember somebody else, and I can't remember who. There was somebody else who was on another show on the network who would talk, who was also like a pain person, who would talk about how like 90% of back pain is actually from the glutes.
It's actually from
your seat, and that when you work on the glutes, the back pain disappears, because a lot of pain in the body is actually referential. So we're feeling it in one place, but actually it's a different place that's actually causing the issue.
That's a good point, because our body's like a giant tapestry.
And
so we just think of it like turning a light switch on. The light might be 50 feet away, but that electricity is our body. And so that connection is, you know, get rid of that whole paradigm of just moving one part at a time. Even when you go in an exercise class, you know, just they maybe say move your arm, but feel what your feet are doing. Feel what your breath is doing. Just feel the whole thing.
Yeah, breath is so important. Absolutely. A lot of information there with seeing what happens with your breath. Okay, so I mean, okay, we talked a little about back. I mean, you mentioned how you use this under your knee. I mean, these balls you use like anywhere, everywhere?
Yeah, I mean, there's some strategic locations. There's not really right or wrong. The main thing of what this method is about is really to use the ball to feel your weight, your body weight on, because most of us, based on stress levels and pain, restrict the weight of our body from gravity. We don't let gravity affect us. A lot of information out there that makes us think if we hold it this way and hold it that way. So the ball is there to support you. One of my favorites is under the elbow, sort of like it's almost like you're lying on the floor and you make a right angle with your arm. And so you just place the ball under the crook of your elbow. And it passively rotates your shoulder joint. so that your shoulder then starts to get, you know, lifting up that chest a little bit.
Oh, I imagine that's really good for the rotator cuff too.
So great.
Which is something that's like very hard to get at.
So it's literally my lifesaver because it's one of the few, like I said, with the low back. Sometimes with the balls under the low back, you have to, you know, two is usually always fine. But you want to make sure, like you said, it's more glutes. But with if you really hurt your back, sometimes you just have to like give it some time to heal. Then you can get on the balls. But with your elbow on the ball, oh, man. And that can help your low back, like you said, because your shoulder opens up, opens up your posture from sitting forward at the computer all day, gets your breathing going, lengthens your neck. It's just heaven.
Wow.
Elbow on the ball. That is really like a number one.
Wow. Wonderful. Okay. Believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last commercial break of the show.
Wow. See, time flies. I know. I talk a lot.
No. It's all good stuff. It's fascinating. I mean, it goes by in the blink of an eye. All right. So when we come back, I just want to know, where did you get the name from? You got to wait. Save it.
To be continued.
To be continued. So everyone, please stay tuned. If you want to find out how these became known as the Miracle Ball Method, you have to stay tuned because we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc and Facebook Live. And this hour, we've been speaking with Elaine Patron, author of the book, The Miracle Ball Method. All right, so we've been talking about breathing, pain, balls, but where did the name Miracle Ball Method come from?
Well, that was interesting because I tried so many different names over the years. I tried... the German teacher, she used to describe it. I never met her. She was before my time, you know, before World War II. But I, you know, in my exploring the history of somatic work, she called it the unfolding of the self. And I can't even pronounce the German word. So I tried. I used to try that. I tried all kinds of ball names, but then, of course, there started to become so many balls out there that I was like, you know, okay, that's not going to work anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you go to any gym now, you see all these different balls. I mean, most of them you're sitting on and stuff.
And you're exercising on them or you're massaging on them. But I knew that I wanted people to do this particular method. And when I started writing the first book, I called it something very basic, like On the Ball, when I sent it in. And they came to me after they had all their marketing meetings and they said, would you mind if we called it the Miracle Ball Method? And I thought, the funny thing is that so many people over the years would contact me or at the end of a class and say, it is so simple, it's like a miracle.
Ah.
And I think the miracle is in our body. It's that simple, that it is so beyond our understanding how the body works. We really have to allow it. And that was that.
Right.
And that,
right.
Look, I always say to my students, I'm the worst at doing it. I'm just the best at following the directions.
Ah.
But I am, you know, I don't go there without kicking and screaming a lot of times, because I still feel like I want to do it myself rather than letting the body do it. So I thought about it and I thought, but you know what? The publisher was right. I would have people say to me, you know, I saw the name, and then I thought, what is it? And then they would pick it up because of the price point, and something read it to them.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, a lot of people have gotten help. So, you know, the miracle is in your body.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. So, I mean, how long has this sort of been around? I mean, this, I just learned about it recently from you, but how long have you been really working with these balls and doing this method?
Well, I mean, I've been doing it since my early 20s. The book came out, the first book was in 2004. And worked
like 15
in
years.
Yeah, and I, you know, I developed a training program for you know, the method. So I that was a big, and still is a big mission of mine. You can go to the website and find out about the trainings, because teaching other people how to teach, you know, again, that's important. So we can have people get more and more experience doing the work. And I feel what's so important about this method and the body is that it enables other things to be helpful. Like you were saying with your wife, with psychotherapy, or chiropractors love it because their adjustments stay longer. Or if you go to a massage therapist, they go, wow, you know, all the people that do your work, they are so much easier to work with. So it's good for people to kind of realize, like you said, there's not always one way.
Yeah.
You know, you have to integrate sometimes a bunch of things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, besides for people with pain, is this helpful for people just in general?
Well, you know, I mean, unless you have no stress, like if you're, you know, one of those five people out there on the planet.
A Buddhist monk like our friend Georgia.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, and those people are out there, but I think they're few and far between. And I don't do it for pain anymore as much as I do it for stress, because, you know, it just, sometimes I can't get an idea. And I know I need to focus on something, but I'm overwhelmed with this, that, or the other. And I'll just lay on the floor and I'll allow my body to go through this process. And, you know, the idea comes and I'm like, okay, there it is. I just needed to stop and let my body switch.
And so when you lay on the floor, like, where do you use the balls when you're just doing it for stress? Are you doing it on the back, on the glutes, on the arms?
You know, and that's the beauty, again, of that electricity. I always say, put the ball where you are able to rest your body weight on it, because that sends a signal to the brain to stop working. So it stops whatever rabbit trail that you're just going down habitually. Maybe there's some loop in your head of like what you feel you need to do, tightening up, you know, some muscle that you're just clenching because of a project you're working on. As soon as your brain gets the message of support, when you're resting on the ball, it could be under any part of the body that feels good to you. So it's that feel good response, like Herbert Benson with the relaxation response.
Yeah, yeah.
You get that feeling and then the body switches gears. So you allow that, then your breathing will all automatically start working.
You know, I didn't ask you, I meant to ask you, there are two balls in the little box. You know, you get this box with the book and everything. So it has two balls? And you've been talking about using the two balls a lot. Why two, not one?
Because again, some people, it's easier under the glutes to do both at one time. And also we go under the rib cage, under the shoulders. So one under each side is sometimes really comforting.
Gotcha.
Again, especially opening up the diaphragmatic muscle, you know, just going under the ribs. But, you know, that's a tight area, so go there gradually.
Yeah.
Go Wonderful. There slowly.
And can you use this to help? Like, one of my big issues is posture, because I'm usually on a computer all day long, and my posture is awful. Does this help with posture?
Well, yeah, especially that elbow on the ball. And also, one of the biggest things with posture is... as soon as our head is forward at all, and we all know with sitting at computers, there you go, is the rib cage drops slightly and presses on the diaphragmatic muscle.
Right.
So again, a lot of times, you know, we think of breathing as the salad of our meal rather than it's the whole main course.
Yeah, and absolutely. So it's the entree.
It's the whole thing. So if you start to allow yourself to feel that movement in that part of your body as you lay on the ball wherever, then when you start to come upright, you'll realize when those ribs, you know, drop on your diaphragmatic muscle, you'll feel it and you'll lift them up. What a really easy trick that works is just if you can. Now, some of us can't reach our hands all the way up over our head, but just that movement will start to lift your ribs up. And so a couple of times a day, I do it while I'm walking, you know, stretching my arms up into the air, practicing lifting the ribs. Even if you can only go to shoulder level, that will lift your ribs up. So don't think lifting shoulders. Think when you're reaching, you're really lifting.
All the way down on the bottom.
Right. So again, a lot of us think of lifting shoulders and collapsing ribs, but your body is a series of links, and you want to get that domino theory to get that lift, especially after the computer. I know.
Love computers,
but, you know, I don't know.
We only have a couple of minutes left. If people want to, you know, learn about it, you know, get the ball, where can they learn more about this?
Well, you could go to my website, miracleballmethod.com. You can learn more, obviously, from the books. We have videos. You can read. There's information on the website. I've started blogging. Join us on Facebook. So, again, that interaction.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. And you talk a lot. I just want to mention before we go away. So in the method itself, you talk a lot about breathing, not just about moving the body and using the balls. And we've talked about it. We've mentioned it a lot during the show. Why is breathing so important?
Well, actually, I think breathing is actually more important than anything else, because we just don't realize how our muscles are actually tight because we're holding our breath. And we think taking a couple of, you know, deep breaths during the day is going to fix that. But it's kind of like we're all wearing a tight ace bandage around our bodies. And we don't allow, you have to open that window and you have to let the breath in. And then you'll be surprised. Movement is actually very freeing.
But
if, like you said, if we're sitting on that diaphragmatic muscle all day long and we don't realize just a simple thing like lifting the ribs, the lower ribs up. You know, think of the a surfer on a wave. You're riding the diaphragmatic muscle with your rib cage. So you want to feel that sense of support from that diaphragmatic muscle. And that's what we train with making the S sound. We make some specific sounds to get that muscle. That muscle gets weak like any other muscle in your body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's amazing. Like, I remember when I started doing breath work, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, like how shallow, like I couldn't even breathe that deep. But then once I started doing some breathing exercises and stuff, that I found, like, it didn't, I had to do it for a bit, but eventually I was able to breathe pretty deeply. And now, like, usually my breaths, like whenever anyone doing like some group work or something, like I actually breathe in longer and breathe out longer than most people when they're doing something. So I always am at a sink. Well, Elaine.
Well, that's good.
Thank you so much for coming on the show
Thank you.
Again, the Miracle Ball Method. by Elaine Patron. One more time, the website is?
MiracleBallMethod.com.
Hey, nice. Keep it nice and simple.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, thank you, Elaine.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate you coming in studio
thank
today.
Thank you, Sam.
And we'll share it out. I'll have links on the podcast site with the summary and everything.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in. And thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in and being with us. William talks about teaching breathing in martial arts. Yes, very, very important. So thank you all for tuning in. This has been the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, with my guest Elaine Patron, and we will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up.
CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.